Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Craig Wright. I serve as the acting director for the Air Resources Division within the Department of Environmental Services. As most of you probably are aware, Commissioner Burek, as commissioner of the Department of Environmental Services, serves as the chairman of the Site Evaluation Committee. He sends his regards today. He wishes he could be here, but unfortunately he's out of state today. The SEC consists of 15 commissioners and directors across state government, and they operate under the authority of RSA 162H. As acting director of the Air Resources Division, I serve as a member of the full committee. Just as a point of note, the SEC has no staff, no budget, no facilities, but meets on an as-needed basis to fill the dual role as an energy facility, siting board, and as a one-stop permitting authority. Commissioner Burek, as chair of SEC, has submitted a letter today, which I believe you have received. In his testimony letter, he expresses concerns regarding House Bill 449, which would expand the findings of the SEC must make in order to grant a certificate without providing any criteria or guidance on how to make that decision. By adding an economic finding, the committee would effectively be making energy and economic policy for the state, a role that is usually handled by the state legislature. Economic findings are usually the subject of much debate. And of course, some of those factors could be negative or positive. The resolution of these economic factors into a net effect would be extremely subjective, and the bill provides no guidance on how to judge those factors. As STD is aware, there are a number of bills this session related to the SEC, and some positive changes could result. However, RSA 162H is a complex statute. There are many changes that must be considered only with a full understanding of the statute, the history of the statute, and how the committee currently functions. One suggestion Commissioner Burek has made in his letter is that maybe all of these bills could somehow be made into a single study committee. I know nobody likes study committees, but this would allow for a comprehensive review of the RSA 162 process and could seek input from a wider range of stakeholders with the ultimate goal of positive outcomes and revisions to the process, and that could ultimately avoid unintended consequences. As an alternative, Commissioner Burek would certainly be willing to meet with any interested legislators and provide a full briefing on the workings of the SEC under the RSA 162H. And with that, I'll conclude, and I would certainly try to answer any questions of the committee.
Are there any questions for Mr. Wright? Thank you very much.
Thank you.